99.1 FM Talk. We lead local talk. Here's Monica J on KKFT.
Well, we're just opening it up to you. You're the ones that lead local talk. Talk lines are open, 884-9910, every weekday between 10 and noon, unless I'm off playing hooky and nobody can find me. All right, it's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show. 92.3 FM as well in Yerington and Smith Valley. Glad to have you along for the ride. So many things to talk about. So many things to talk about. Talking is good, but action is even better. What do they say? Boots on the ground. People actually take notice. Email me at Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you need more information on this. But I hope you come and join me, yes, me, tomorrow as I broadcast live from Carson City. What am I going to be doing in Carson City? I am going to be out there with a great group of people who are sick and tired of this whole impeachment BS that's going on. And so we are going to be in front of the legislature in Carson City. Who knows? Maybe a legislator or two will show up. But I decided, you know what, I want to be a part of this, but since it's happening between 10 and 1, I can't. But wait a minute, I can. So I'm going to throw my equipment on my back, and I'm going to be down there wandering and talking with everybody to see why they are there. Everybody's got different reasons. Could you imagine the issues locally that could have been solved, or the issues nationally that could have been solved, if all the money that is pouring into the Mueller report, the whole rehashing of it, into the impeachment, where it's going to be impossible to do, and the Democrats know that. They're just trying to stir the muck. But that muck is your money, your taxpayer dollars that should be going to the taxpayers and what we need, not filling the bank accounts of politicians in D.C. who are doing nothing. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with one of the organizers of tomorrow's event, and that is PJ DeGrosse. Good morning, PJ.
Good morning. How's my favorite personality on air?
I am doing fantastic, and surprise, I'm coming to Carson City.
You are? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yes.
I was just talking to Dan, and I said, we are so lucky to have you on 99.1 radio. You know, you remember years ago we used to have some really, really great people that, you know, eventually they left town or they retired, and I was always hoping we could steal you away from the Reno group and bring you down here. So we're so lucky to have you. You're so active and so wonderful. You know.
Well, thank you. You can't talk about stuff if you're not active, if you don't actually get out there and see what people are talking about.
You know, I want to say something, and some people might not like my comment right now, but you know me, I go where angels fear to tread.
That's right.
So I've gotten a couple of comments about, well, you're doing it on a Thursday. Hardworking Republicans can't make it. Or, you know, why are you doing it on such and such day? And why are you doing it on such and such time? And I explained to them, you know, I've done a lot of rallies, all kinds of, you know, on the weekends, during the week. This is part of a national group called Women for America First. And so I just jumped on with them because they were looking for organizers in every city. And I said, why recreate the wheel when I can just jump on with them? And so I'm pretty sure we're on their website. But, you know, sometimes people will come up with a million excuses why they can't do something, why they can't jump out for an hour on their lunch hour, take the time. Because, you know, quite frankly, people take time off from work to do all kinds of things, Monica. And, you know, watching the debate last night for me was horrifying because I was thinking to myself, if, God forbid, I was a liberal, who would I pick? And there isn't anybody. They're all socialists or they're whack jobs. So this is so important. Our president is out there taking incoming fire 24/7. And I just feel like, you know, come out for an hour, come out for 15 minutes, come out for any period of time, but just show you're standing with him. He needs us to be out there and to be present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and he also needs the liberal media to come out and cover it and talk to people and ask the questions, why are you out here? You know, it's easy for the people who are passionate about it to do it. You're right. People will take, you know, they'll take days off just to recover from hangovers. How about we take a day off to recover from the liberal agenda that is destroying or the Democrat agenda that is destroying this country?
You know, literally I meet a lot of people, Monica, and this is what they say to me. I say, so what do you think about what's going on? And they'll go, what? And I'll go, are you not watching TV? Do you not care about politics? Oh, I don't get involved in politics. You know, I don't get involved. I said, well, you know what? You damn better well get involved with politics because this is your life and the future of your children. And if people like Ocasio-Cortez, whatever her name is, stay in power and we keep adding these kinds of socialists to our Congress, it's going to be bad. And you know what? You can see what's going on with the Senate having the majority and the House having the majority. You know, if God forbid, I say that a million times, if they get the Senate, we're done. And people don't realize how critical this is right now. That's why, you know, I have a lot of things to do in my life, too. But this, for me, is super important. And I urge people, you know, tell your boss, you know, don't go to the gym for an hour, you know, change your hair appointment or, you know, do anything you can just to come downtown. We're going to be doing other rallies, Monica. This isn't the last one, but I would love to see how many people are going to actually come out and stand with us. And I'm so excited you're going to be there.
Well, I'm going to be there, but I'm also going to be broadcasting live, so we'll get people's opinions.
Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm – when I say PJ, I'm showing up. I'm bringing my rig with me, so we're going to – we're going to talk to people and how the economy has changed for them and what President Trump has done as far as maybe relieving some fears that, hey, that border wall is being built. It's being built faster than it ever has been before. Places that people said a wall couldn't be built and they just had some barbed wire, it's actually getting done. You know, if you don't want a job, that's fine. But stop sucking the life out of everybody else so you don't have to work because our unemployment is ridiculous. It is so low that if you want a job, if you want to change jobs, the opportunities are out there. If
Absolutely.
You don't want a
and
job,
you know what
that
else?
Just is because you're lazy.
Monica, do you know Josh Skaggs? He's the regional director. He'll be there tomorrow. And he told me, he says, I'm going to be bringing voter registration forms. And he said, and I might be bringing some handouts, you know, Trump signs, things like that. But he said, you know, I can't guarantee it. It's what I can get in. So I'm just with you there. Oh, my God, it's going to be crazy insane. And when you talk about the liberal media, I've advised them all. So let's see who shows up and who doesn't. But anyhow, I know you probably have a zillion other callers waiting to talk to you about things, especially after that farce last night. You know, this was not, Monica, this was not a presidential campaign, debate. This was a bash Trump evening.
Yeah.
And they have no platform.
So,
you know?
And so listeners know, I will be bringing the swag with me. I know Josh maybe can't do much, but I am bringing Trump 2020 flags. I am bringing Trump hats. I'm even going to bring a couple of Border Patrol hats. So if you want to help out during voter days, you know, you can wear your Border Patrol hat around and do stuff like that.
Well, I'm so excited to see you tomorrow morning. I am so excited. And thank you so much for showing up. You know, you're the best.
Thank you, PJ. I appreciate it.
All righty. Have a
All
great
right.
day. Bye-bye.
You too, honey. 884-9910. PJ is into so much stuff, and she does so much. She can't be the only one. Like she said, call the boss. Hey, can I come in a few minutes early? Can I come in a little bit early and stay a little bit late? I really want to go and participate in this rally to support Trump. It's in Carson City. Carson City has a smaller number of residents. So where are you going to come from? Are you going to come from Minden? Are you going to come from Dayton? Are you going to come from Fernley, Fallon, Gerlach, Reno, Sparks? Everyone who supports Trump is welcome. Isn't that what the Democrats were always screaming when, you know, you couldn't even say anything about Barack Obama's family? But everybody in the Trump family, even Barron, fair game. And he has turned back the bad laws, the bad regulations, the bad policies of Barack Obama, all while being attacked by the Democrats, the Congress, the media, prominent people, Hollywood. Why is that? Because he's working for the American people. The American people with jobs, with savings accounts, the ones who actually want to continue on with that American dream. Not just declare bankruptcy or go into foreclosure. The ones that get another job or take on roommates to make the ends meet. He's working for you and me. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk at 99.1 and 92.3 FM talk. The lines are open, 884-9910 or monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be right back after this. KKFT, 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local, 10 to noon every weekday, with your calls at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You know, I love the people that listen to this show. So John here in Reno, about last night's debate, wrote me this. Bernie, Senator, why do men wear shoes?
That's an excellent question. It's a two-part question. Why? Man's eternal quest for the answer which will never be achieved. And do men wear shoes? Yes.
Biden's answer to everything was, Barack and I were there. That's right, we did it. That was a mess. That was the biggest farce of choosing the leader of the free world. That there is not one leader in that entire bunch. The leader's sitting in the Oval Office right now, and we have to make sure he stays there. Joining us right now on the Monica Jay Show, I hope he realizes that, Jerry Evans, he is my boss. So yeah. When Jerry says he wants to say something.
You know, it, the introduction could just be the Jer.
The Jer. Oh, the Jer.
The Jer.
Are you going to talk about what you just emailed me?
Oh, I can mention that. I was just actually going to come on and say hi and see how your weekend was. We haven't talked in a while. And, you know, I've usually got an axe to grind, and which I will bring up in just a moment. But no, just going to check in with you and say hi. And but how was Heritage Day down in? I was actually burning brush. All that smoke that was along the foothills.
That was me. Smoke that we saw. Okay. Yeah. We were, oh gosh, we were blaming it on California. Imagine
yeah.
That.
No, it was,
no,
just
it was
me.
Absolutely. It was absolutely awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Yes. The special speaker from California, I thought he was going to just buy a piece of property right then and there. Bill Whalen, he had a good time and brought guests. And yeah, it was wonderful.
It's hard to not love the Carson Valley. I'd say Douglas County, but the Carson Valley when you... In fact, I've seen on this past week or two, just driving through into work and whatnot, you still see cowboys on horseback rounding up cattle out there in the pastures as opposed to guys on quads or trucks herding them. So always a great scene. I've actually been stopped in traffic, cow traffic, a couple different times on the way into work. It's been a while, but it's always... I always just sit there with a smile on my face when I have to stop and wait or drive through a couple of hundred head of cattle. Makes me feel like I'm living in the right place.
I just sucked in the color changes of the trees and the green of the pastures. It was just beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that email, I'm not familiar with Barstool Sports. But there is apparently there's a website called Barstool Sports, and they have the China King. Everybody refers to LeBron James as the King. So they have the China King T-shirt available for
$28. That's hysterical. That is hysterical. Nice red T-shirt, too.
You know, what's always confused me about liberals, especially rich liberals, especially the rich sports athletes who essentially got to where they are to their success by their own talent, obviously coaches along the way and everything and some guidance, but they get to where they got or are without a government handout or a leg up, or so to speak, and they become extremely rich. Depending on where you live, if you're an NBA player, you could be giving up 50% of your income. And certainly if you live in California, you're doing that if you're LeBron James. But you're critical of conservatives in particular and people that are against the government taxing the death out of you and or the life out of you, I should say, taxing you to death. And so anyway, but he's all about supporting China because of money. Period. But anyway, I thought that was really funny, mm-hmm. That China King T-shirt. So the axe to grind. So we operate from two different locations, and you have to have a business license in every city. And oversight on my part that we did not have a Reno business license. So we're getting a business license here. And so we sent in our application. Now, you have a business. Do you have a business license, Monica, just to put you on the spot in case somebody from the city is looking?
No, because I don't have to, because I'm a small, I don't make enough money to have a business license.
Well, here's what has to be done in order to get the business license. We have to provide them our gross receipts for 20, goes back 2 or 3 years. So, you know, that in of itself, you know, you have to do it to the IRS. Do you really have to do it to the local city, provide them in Reno? I don't have to do it in Carson City. We have a business license in Yerington. We don't have to provide it to Yerington. Why in Reno do you have to provide your gross receipts?
Because Reno wants to know how much money you make so they can try to come up with different taxes on your specific business on how they can get more out of you.
Well, and that goes back, doesn't it, to that margins tax, that commerce tax that Michael Roberson, don't get me started to go down the path because I'll be all the way down to Jim Wheeler again. and Adam Laxalt for supporting him. But yeah, so, and then the course you have to do, and this is what, we have a business license that we filed with the Secretary of State. They have the license. They have our gross receipts. And that was one of those other things that's so insidious when they talk about, well, the tax doesn't affect you unless you have $4 million or more in gross receipts. Bullcrap. There were 13 taxes that were implemented by Bernie Sandoval, Michael Roberson and company in that. And one of them, which everybody knows that if you have a small business or any kind of business, is the business license, which was a flat $200 for a, what I thought was a statewide business license. You file it with the Secretary of State, and that fee alone went from the flat $200 a month to well over $2,000. That's a tax, and that's a, how many, 1,000% of whatever increase. When you go from $200 a year, a flat fee, to over $2,000, that's a pretty good increase. And so anyway, that's a little bit of an axe to grind is, like, honest to God, do you have to reveal any and everything about your business to every single entity so that you can collect more money?
Well,
and
I would even go back a step from that is, if you have a state of Nevada business license, you should be able to do business anywhere in the state of Nevada.
Agreed.
The city, you should not have to have a city license, a county license. It's just everybody trying to get their little piece of your business so they can throw the money away on art and plants, hanging plants so they make themselves look good so they can get reelected.
Rusty fish along the freeway exits. I should have said,
don't knock the artwork along the exits. Well, I actually like that stuff.
Well, and again, it's, I should say, act like you care, not provide for the homeless, but act like you care for the homeless is what they need the money for. And I think, Craig.
I have something too with Washoe County. They do an assessment tax every year on all of the equipment you own in the building.
I was just going to go to there, Craig. Seriously.
Do you guys realize that we were supposed to be into Fox News like 2 minutes ago? You guys are really disrupting my show.
Hang on just a second. What's your name again? Craig and I are talking. No, but...
Yeah,
So you pay taxes on the equipment that you purchase to operate your business.
Your state sales tax.
And then the county, the city, the state taxes you on that equipment.
Every year. They want to know if you bought new equipment. They want to know what your equipment that you currently have. And then they give you a new assessed value and charge you again.
You're listening to the Jerry and Craig Show, 99.1 FM Talk. Got a bottom of the hour break. Got to pay some bills.
And that's all been by people who keep reelecting these people who just want to get into your pockets. Thank you, Jerry.
Hey,
Thank
what time
you,
does that thing
it's
start
the
tomorrow? Fill me in on what I have to do tomorrow. Fill me on what I have to do tomorrow in Carson City with the Trump rally.
I will send you an email.
Will
it's
do.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, I wish it were a casual morning, but no. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. That's why we have 92.3 FM now as well. So, I got Dan, is Craig and Jerry gone? Do we have our show back? Okay. Want to tell you about something else that is happening tomorrow night, and that is feminism and firearms. Now, this is from Claire Booth Luce, Center for Conservative Women. Because, you know, only men are Republicans. Only old white men are Republicans. Yeah, right. Well, it happens at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in the Casey Great Room, the Casey Wells Fargo Auditorium. There's going to be a pre-reception at 6, the doors open up at 7, And then 7:30 is the event. And Antonia Okafor is going to be there. Amanda Collins Johnson. All brought to you by the Nevada Young Republicans and the College Republicans Federation of Nevada and Washoe Republican Women. Now, why is this so important? Because we finally have our chapter of College Republicans back. Now, the tickets are free for students. VIP and general admission are available for the public as well. All you have to do is go to eventbrite.com. So why is this so important? Because students and faculty wrote to the administration, the president, and everyone else a letter asking not to have conservative speakers on the campus of UNR. This was after Charlie Kirk from Culture War came, from Turning Point USA, which we now have chapters here, not only at the university, but in some of the high schools as well. So there you have it. The students and the faculty writing letters asking to remove free speech from the campus of UNR. It just doesn't get any more obvious about how liberals want you to just shut up and not protect your rights, your values, and what you stand for. So if you are an alumni of UNR, you need to get a hold of the president. You need to get a hold of other alumni. You need to get a hold of the organizations and say you will not stand for this and support the College Republican Federation of Nevada. We finally have a group, and the Washoe Republican women had to fight, had to get legal action in on this to get those kids their own organization at UNR. That shouldn't have had to happen. But it did, because we have a liberal university. There you go. Let's go to the phone lines at KKFT 884-9910 and check in with Kelly this morning. Hi, Kelly. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, thank you so much for your show and being the one good woman in the local area. I just want to point out that Jose Rodriguez Quezada, who murdered a Reno man in the Hard Rock Hotel by stabbing him over 30 times, was lurking around UNR, and our great peace officers, our great deputies, our great police officers were able to apprehend him. And those of you that need to be scolded, you take this scolding. You need to wake up and smell the tyranny. You need to break out of that spirit of slumber and get some eyes that see and some ears that hear. And don't you dare try to come and take my free speech or my right to keep and bear arms, because that is the only way that we can protect ourselves against previously deported felons, Jose Rodriguez Quezada, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman, murdering and shedding innocent blood. So this is my Greta moment. How dare you? And thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. That, you know, we need to get somebody started again on campus carry. Campus carry has to pass, and men and women have to be able to protect themselves. Because had he found a victim on that campus, it doesn't matter how far or how fast campus police or law enforcement got there, that person would probably be dead.
That's right. And because you better learn to secure and protect and defend your own God-given rights, people. And you better be willing to protect your neighbors and your family and your friends in an honorable capacity, get trained, get your mind in the right location, and we really need a front site training facility up in the northern Nevada area.
Yeah, we do. But yeah, we have to get them up here. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. I got to move on to Gene. Hi, Gene. What did you want to talk about today?
I just wanted to say good morning. I was just listening to the general manager of the station about that escalation of business fees from $200 to $2,000. Yes, and you know, that's part of the taxation gentrification, California-style taxation gentrification I alluded to in a previous call. But I really wanted to talk about also NDOT today and the unveiling of these monuments, these entry signage monuments that they're going to install in even the most remotest locations on two-lane highways here in Nevada. And I saw those depicted on the news last night, and they looked pretty elaborate, pretty costly. And one of the things came to mind is that we come full circle back to the spectre of a mileage tax. Is we have an NDOT that has demonstrated with the installation of I-580, the bypass around Carson, all the bells and whistles and elaborate ornaments that decorate the highway, that we have an agency that has more money than it knows what to do with. And it comes back also to Mr. Sisolak. Before he became governor, he hatched this scheme to change the names of our airports. And that also was a costly proposition as well. So I just want to say to my fellow Nevadans that the spending orgy has started with the governor and this legislature. And I don't know whether it is they're spending money they don't have to create a huge budget deficit to cry wolf over in the next legislative session, or they have more money than they know what to do with. I think that it is a bit of both, actually. And I just want to say again that and alert my fellow listeners and Nevadans that that wake up and smell the coffee, that the taxation gentrification of the middle class of California or of Nevada is underway under this legislature and under this governor. So our family is scared. We've circled the wagons over our discretionary spending, and it appears with the escalation of these business taxes that everything I touch and put my hands on as a consumer, will the price of that will escalate here in Nevada as well. So
absolutely.
And one more message for those who have recently arrived from California to escape the gentrification there, taxation gentrification in California, that you really need to take a look at what you left and what's about to unfold here as you determined which way you're going to vote in these legislative races next year and going forward, especially for President of the United States. So I wanted to make that comment, and I'm open to any input that you might have here this morning for the listener.
Well, there's something else that we need to change, and that is going back to the whole, okay, this is your budget for this amount of time. This is your yearly budget. If you get to the end of the year, you better spend it or you're going to lose it. That is just the worst possible thing that you could do for our state and state spending, when there are other agencies like Health and Human Services that need funding, whether it be for mental health. And yeah, I agree and disagree with you and Jer at the same time, because I really want our roads to look nice. But yeah, they are spending a lot of money on all the artwork around the freeway entrances, on ramps and off ramps, that could have been spaced apart a little bit better. It could have been maybe a little less, you know, maybe one less tree, couple of less fish, a couple of less deer. But I get it. That is at the taxpayer's expense.
Well, I can assure the listeners before I sign off that these elaborate, over-the-top, and untenable signage that's being proposed for two-lane entrances into the state are wasteful and over-the-top beyond measure.
What was wrong with the little sign that had our you know, miner on it that said "Welcome to Nevada"? What was wrong with that?
I was looking at those signs the other day, and they're in perfect functional condition. There's not a scratch or scrape on them. They don't need repainted or replaced, but it's more of a symbolic thing that even when the governor came in and wanted to change the names of the airports to elaborate and over-the-top signage, I don't know if the viewers have noticed these ridiculous signs on I-580 and at Spooner Summit announcing that you've entered the watershed of either the Carson or Truckee River. Now, even the most, I've been all across the West, and I've never seen signage that announces that I'm entering the watershed of a specific river. So there again, it comes full circle back that we either have an agency at NDOT that has more money than it knows what to do with, or they are trying to create some deficit spending to cry wolf over in the next legislative session. But the point being is that I want Nevadans to wake up and smell the coffee on this legislative takeover by liberals and at the governor's mansion that is on its way to the same kind of taxation gentrification that drove most of us out of California. We just couldn't afford to be there anymore. And especially this escalation of business tax that I wasn't even aware of until listening to your program. And I also wanted to add, I'll see everyone tomorrow at the rally there at the Capitol. And it sounds like a good deal for everyone to come down and support the president.
Yes, absolutely. Gene, thank you so much. And I hate to be rude, but it's probably just a way for those coming into California or coming into Washoe County and this state who are homeless, who's drinking water, they're going to be, you know, destroying. Just a thought. All right. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. That's the way the liberals do it. That's the way the Democrats do it. Tax and spend, tax and spend. It's your money. It's not their money. What are you going to do about it? 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. And 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Give me a call, 884-9910, if there's something that you want to talk about, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is a good question. From the debates last night, how come the one thing that these moderators really aren't asking is, I mean, we all know who's going to pay for it. They don't have to answer that. It's going to be us. So it doesn't matter what your education is, what your background is, how much money you make. They are just going to take as much as they can from you to give it to other people. So it's all nice and fair and equal. You, the taxpayer. The question that hasn't been asked is, will state and federal and public employees have to be on all of the programs that they are coming up with? Because as I recall, this Obamacare debacle that they had, government employees didn't have to do that. They didn't have to be subject to the fines and all of that good stuff if you couldn't afford it because, well, their health insurance is paid for. Maybe that's the question we need to start asking Bernie and Joe and Liz. All these front runners. Are you going to be subject to this health care? Are you going to be subject and your family to this education you're coming up with? They talk about taxing the rich and all of this, which is just a joke because what they're doing, the rich will just keep getting richer. And who are the rich? The ones they associate with, the ones that pay for their campaigns. President Trump? Well, he's losing money being the president, donating his salary. Show me a politician who has ever gone into politics at the federal level that hasn't gotten richer, that hasn't made more money and more investments and come out wealthier for it. They don't call those coffers war chests for nothing. It is going to be a war. 2020 is going to be a war. And what happens with that election? Well, let's just say it's going to be interesting. Election night. See who walks away the winner. Because I know that if Trump is reelected, you and I are the ones who are going to walk away the winners. Come down and show your support tomorrow, 10 o'clock, in front of the legislature. I'll be there doing my show live, carrying all my equipment with me and talking to you, because this is your live and local FM talk show, what you want to talk about on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.